Exclusive, Matt Moers, Republicans need strong elected officials to win majority. Hold China accountable for coronavirus. By Jacob Bliss on June 5, 2021. Matt Moers, former diplomat and senior White House advisor at the State Department under President Donald Trump, told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday he's thinking about running for Congress again. And America needs to hold China accountable for the coronavirus. Moers, who ran as a Republican against Representative Chris Pappas, DNH, in November's general election and only lost by about 20,000 votes, said he is looking into running again, against Pelosi's personal congressman, Pappas. He also told host Matthew Boyle, Breitbart News Washington political editor, America needs to hold China accountable for coronavirus, calling out the World Health Organization, WHO, for being a mouthpiece for the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, when appearing on Breitbart News Saturday on SiriusXM 125 The Patriot Channel. Boyle started by asking Moers if he plans to run in the midterm elections against the far-left radical Democrat Pappas. He mentioned that most of the Republican candidates that ran a second time had better luck and asked if that is something Moers is looking into doing. Moers expressed a lot of interest in having a rematch against the Democrats. Moers went on to say Pappas is a total wingnut, and Pappas has literally been described as Nancy Pelosi's DCA, personal congressman because he's voted with her 100% of the time. Moers went as far as to say, Pelosi is often his largest donor every quarter. But beyond that, it's because the issues have just gotten that much more important. Moers explained that the elected officials in Washington, D.C., have been refusing to hold the Chinese accountable. The former diplomat added, the elected are trying to divide us by race and by gender and any other means necessary to advance a political agenda. You've got the Biden administration right now that's proposing trillions in big spending, which has nothing to do with infrastructure, but is some veiled attempt to try to remake our economy and try to turn us into a socialist country. And so when I see all that, I definitely am thinking about running again. But Moers first wants to make sure he has a happy and healthy baby before he considers a rematch against the radical far leftist. Boyle brought up China, saying there is a lot to unpack since the new release of Dr. Anthony Fauci's emails and discovering American tax dollars went to the lab in Wuhan. Boyle added there was going to be an investigation in the House of Representatives that GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, arranged, but Pelosi backed out of it. He said the Democrats have refused to step up and hold the Chinese Communist Party accountable. They refuse to have any investigation into that, into the origins of the virus or so on and so forth. Boyle mentioned that New Hampshire's first congressional district race in the midterm election would end up being one of the top races in the country to watch because it will determine the House majority in 2022. Boyle continued to add, a vote for Pappas is a vote for the CCP, and voting for Moers, if he decides to run again, will be the vote for America, which the people in New Hampshire can see and actually hold the Chinese Communist Party accountable for this. Moers, who is a former diplomat and a senior advisor in the State Department under the Trump administration, said he saw everything that happens with China play out firsthand. He said during his time in the administration, he spent way too much time at the World Health Organization in that role, trying to find out exactly what the hell they were doing every day. He said, what I'll tell you, is that these folks are taught to parrot whatever the Communist Party of China is selling them. And so if you get back to January of last year, January 2020, when the World Health Organization was saying exactly whatever the CCP, the Communist Party of China, wanted them to say, that's because of the boatload of cash that China was beginning to dump over towards the World Health Organization. I saw firsthand. The Communist Party of China, in my experience from having had to deal with them on the world stage, are the biggest damn liars that you'll ever see out there. They will say anything it takes to cover up for themselves and for their own industries and their own research institutions, let alone try to actually tell the truth to other nations in order to try to get to the root cause of this issue. He explained, noting, he was also the first candidate in the country last year to call for travel ban from China in January, which the left attacked him for. Moers talked more about China, saying, America has to look into the origins of the coronavirus. He explained, there is no reason to believe that this did not escape from a lab. I'm not going to buy some line from a CCP mouthpiece that says that this was just coming from a wet market. And so we said, let's get to the bottom roots of this. And we were called all sorts of names. Then you saw what they were calling other folks like Tom Cotton when he said the same thing. And now what we're seeing is that leading researchers, leading scientists in the world are agreeing with us saying there's a very good likelihood this came from a lab. Listen. I think all we're saying is we should be getting to the root cause of this and bottom line of this. And have investigations and have hearings and find out what the truth and the facts are so that, not just to make sure China pays for the last time, but to make sure we're preventing this from ever happening again. And that's what needs to happen, Mowers then added. Boyle explained that currently, the House under Pelosi has a very thin majority of 5 seats. This makes it hard for the Democrats to use the House's subpoena power since the Democrats can barely agree on anything. This means, as Boyle explained, the Republicans can't subpoena people like Fauci or the other people in the chain of events of our taxpayer dollars going to this Wuhan lab. He also added that Republicans in Congress can't hold the hearings without Pelosi's sign-off on it. They can have a listening session, but they can't use the force of the majority of the Congress. Mowers agreed with Boyle, saying the Republicans need to be put back in power to find out what really happened in China in the Wuhan lab. Mowers continued, you gotta put Republicans back in the majority and we're going to start in districts like New Hampshire's 1st District. Look, you can have people like me. You can have tenacity on as much as we want. Unless you have Republicans in control of the House of Representatives, all we have right now is the ability to speak out. We really need to make sure that there's accountability in Congress and that they are holding the Chinese Communist Party accountable and getting to the root problem of exactly what happened and when it happened. And that's only going to happen with Republicans in control. Boyle continued to ask Mowers about the current state of the economy and what he feels the Biden administration is doing to the economy. Mowers said, what the Biden administration is now trying to do is use a crisis as an attempt to push a left-wing ideology and reframe our economy as a socialist economy, where instead of being incentivized to work by going to a job, performing well, and being paid for that, they instead want to pay you this at home. Instead of actually trying to create a business, they're going to increase taxes so high that it's gonna incentivize you to not start that business. Mowers continued to explain, the Biden administration has this entirely wrong. And by the way, this is how you know they've got a problem. You know who warned them about this? It was actually the Clinton-Obama advisor, Larry Summers, who said, if you keep spending like this, you will have inflation. He also mentioned, if you have someone that left-wing who recognizes this, it means it's a common sense thing, but the Biden administration, along with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, refused to acknowledge it, so now we have rising inflation right now. Boyle then asked Mowers if he ends up deciding to run in the midterms, how Mowers can show Republicans are fighters. Mowers answered Boyle by saying the voters need to make sure the people they choose to elect go will to D.C. and get something done. We're actually going to fight for the forgotten men and women of our country. We're going to say that we need to put Americans first and help American workers who are going to understand that the humanitarian crisis on the border is something that needs to be fixed and not just talked about. I understand the big tech needs to be held accountable and not just talk about it. We have to hold China accountable for the catastrophe they caused in our world, in our country last year, and not just talk about it. Mower said he is really excited about 2022 because you're seeing those fighters get into this race. Whether it's in a state like Pennsylvania, whether it's in a state like we're in, New Hampshire, whether it's in a state like North Carolina and Florida, you are seeing people who are starting to say we need to fight back. Because this isn't just small differences between two political parties anymore. Matt, this is a giant bolt of difference about the direction of our country, and candidly what our country even needs. We have fighters who understand that America was founded to be a beacon of opportunity on the idea of freedom and equality for all. Additionally, he explained Americans need to ensure that we have leaders right now who understand that America can still do that. Instead of trying to indoctrinate children to the left-wing ideologies, instead of trying to cancel voices that they disagree with, we need to remain that strong beacon of hope for not just ourselves, but for around the world. And that we have to have fighters down in Washington, D.C., who understand that, are willing to actually do something about every day, not just posture for a camera or a press release, but actually get to work. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.